Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, Marketing and Advertising Consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Agency, and this is Business Leaders of Today. Our show introduces the best, the brightest that Atlanta has to offer. My co-host, Tess Turin. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
How was the drive in?
Drive was smooth and work week was great.
Great's a big word for work week. We have a great show for you guys this week. We have three wonderful guests in the studio. Our first guest is Pamela Hogan and Sharon Spicer Evans of Hogan Institute and Cosmetology and Aesthetics. Did I say that right?
Aesthetics, that's right.
That's skin a mouthful. We got to come up with an acronym for that. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
And our next guest is Bob Bruno, or is it Brunel?
Bruno.
Oh, is that French?
Yes.
Oh, well, no comment. Good morning, Bob, with Smart Choice Agents Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We are wonderful. I'm from the South. I don't know if I can do a French accent.
Try.
I'll work on it. I'm probably better off with Spanish. French is going to get tricky. And our last guest is Karen V. Mills. We got to add the V because my dentist has the same name, ironically. So it's Karen V. Mills with Mills Law Associates. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
I look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as my grandfather would say. Well, every week we start the show off, we do an angelism and a testimony. I have so many angelisms, it's ridiculous. I always have to decide which one I'm going to pull out. So, Tess, I'm going to let you go first this week.
Well, my work position is somewhat changing in my company. I don't know if I even talked to you about that, Angel, but I'm going to start managing a sales force.
Good luck.
I know. So I'm a little hesitant, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity because I really do enjoy mentoring and helping people. But when I thought about taking on the position, the first thing that came to me was no. But then
absolutely not.
But then I thought about it and I had read somewhere at one point and it kind of clicked in my head. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Absolutely.
So I'm taking this shot and I'm going in head first and hopefully it'll be a successful venture for myself.
Well, you know, everything you do, Tess, turns to gold. I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
I'll pay you after the show for that.
Exactly. And my angelism is funny because I was actually kind of thinking the same thing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and I was saying, you know, I don't think people are afraid to just step out there. I think what they're really afraid of is whether or not they're going to recover if it doesn't work out, whether that's a relationship, a business or whatever. And I'm with you. As long as you know you're going to recover, it doesn't matter. Take the shot. Mm-hmm. What's the worst that could happen?
That's right.
You might actually score.
Right.
Wow.
Then what?
Yeah.
You know? So we literally just had that conversation yesterday and I was saying, I don't think people are just afraid to do it. I think they're afraid of how am I going to be able to recover if it doesn't work out?
Right.
And the one thing you do know, if you don't do it, there's nothing to recover from.
Well said.
Right? Mm. Absolutely. So we're going to start with Pamela Hogan and Sharon Spicer Evans. And if I have to say all this again, I'm going to kill myself on this Friday morning. The Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Ladies, that's good morning right. Again.
Good morning, Angel.
Thank you for coming in. Tell us about the Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics.
Well, first of all, I want to say the quote that you just said was so, so true. And it's amazing. I just posted on Facebook. Yes, I did. Never say never until you try.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the bottom line. But again, about Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics, we're doing a grand reopening
okay. This
Saturday.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Now, finally.
Now, yes. Hogan Institute was formerly known as
Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics. But we are doing a name change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a growth name change because we're moving in different levels and different areas. So we're trying to really, really, you know, kind of maneuver out and, you know, get things going. Soon we will be accepting government funding.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about that, where we can actually expand and get more students in. Our program, I want to say we're more of an innovative school.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be a little bit more, or not even a little bit more than other schools, but just showing what the beauty industry actually has to offer.
Right.
We're not here trying to show you or get you past state board and just say, okay, you're done. Go on.
Right. Exactly.
We want to show you everything that it has to offer. And that's what we do there. And so it's a passion for us. We've talked about this before, mm-hmm. how much it's been a great passion, and it's personal when it comes to that. And matter of fact, Angel, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for actually encouraging your sister.
Yes, my sister goes there full time. Yes. Finally,
and this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to be participating in a photo shoot for a actual. It's called Ultimate Beauty Supply.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
We're doing a photo shoot, a layout for them, and it's going to be the alter ego, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be videotaped and everything. So it's going to be really exciting, and it's a paid gig.
Well, wow. You know,
while
what?
She's a student. How
she
about
can't
that?
Get too famous. I still got to get her to do my hair. If she get famous, then she'll put me on the back burner. We can't have any of that.
Well, you know, especially with the government funding, like you were saying, mm-hmm. you're going to start accepting it. Mm-hmm. Not only is it great for your business, mm-hmm. I'm sure, but it's also great for the women in the community out there.
Yeah.
I would think, you know, these ladies would have more of an opportunity to participate in your program and be more self-sufficient out in the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we do a lot when we talk about tasks about the community. Mm-hmm. We do a whole lot. And this, and as far as the, as a matter of fact, for the grand reopening, we're actually inviting out the community, and we're doing half off, 50% off of all services.
Wow.
And
wow, well, the
yes.
service is already inexpensive at a school.
Right, you know.
You but work them girls to the bone. But they'll get a lot. They'll get some great exposure. And
they will
get a lot
exposure,
of knowledge.
Absolutely. They will get, of course, their hours and everything right. while they're there. And it's just the passion of knowing, just making someone feel beautiful about themselves. That's what it's about. And I always tell my students, I said, listen, as long as you got that passion there, money's going to follow.
If you do what you love, the
there
money
you go.
Will come. As long
yeah.
as you do the right thing, the money
absolutely.
Will come. That's easy. You don't have
yeah.
to count it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Kenny Rogers say that? Don't count your money while you're sitting at the table.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be time enough to count it. Right. You don't have to do
he
that.
He also said you have to know when to hold them, and you have to know when
right.
to hold them.
Exactly. Exactly. When that money starts getting low, it may be time to pull away from that table. So now tell us, why the name change?
Well, because, I'll tell you, there was a discrepancy among us, another school that we had, which was Georgia Institute of Cosmetology in Beaufort. Mm-hmm. And what was happening was our students, because we do have 100% rating, which we're very proud of, all of our students pass mm-hmm. With flying colors, with
yay.
A's. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited when I hear them when they come back. Ah, Miss Hogan, we actually, I passed with a 92 or 94,
right.
and it's great to hear that, how the excitement in the students. But the students were actually being passed on through either, I won't say the agency, but it's actually the agency that was actually submitting the test.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not getting credit for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you're dealing with government, you want to make sure that you've gotten all of the credit.
Absolutely.
You know, because they look at that when you're
right.
trying to get funding. So, it was better off for us to go ahead and do a name change so we don't have that confusion anymore.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought you did it because you like seeing your name in light.
No.
That's why
you know
I call my business the Nallen Group.
Wow.
I like to see my name on the door.
But you know what? I'm not a big name person. I'm really not. I would have probably named it something else.
Right.
Other than that. But I needed something to connect me in the internet world.
Right.
Back to the Georgia Institute. Because if you have followers out there, they're looking
right.
for Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics.
Absolutely.
And so that Hogan was the only thing that connected back.
And not absolutely. Only that, but if you decide to go into other markets, you know, other states.
Absolutely.
You know, that could be a problem
yeah.
later on down the road
yeah,
as far as growth.
Yeah, and a good thing too.
Spoken like a true marketing person, right? She's already growing. She's like, well, when I put you in another state,
right.
start that internet marketing for you.
There That's you
right.
go.
Absolutely.
There you go. And then another thing too, that we found that Hogan didn't connect to anything.
Right.
You know, we're dealing with a school, so.
Right, exactly.
It just made
so
sense.
If the people look at a school now with Hogan, they can't miss. They're going to have to get you this time instead of
right.
accidentally getting someone else. So tell us, what's all going to be going on at the grand reopening?
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have some excitement going on. We're going to have a bunch of bloggers coming out for different magazines. We're also going to have some of AJC.
Okay.
There are people coming out as well. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little a little finger foods going on. Wine, you know.
Did you say wine?
Wine.
Yes. I might have to reschedule this baby
Moscato, you know, just make everybody, you know, and just doing a little pamper me day for people. So we'll be doing 30-minute facials. We're going to be doing dry hair styling. Mm-hmm. We're also going to do pedicures and manis. And we're just going to make the people that come out makeup as well. Yes. Absolutely. By Lameek. Makeup, who housed the makeup program in our school as well. So we're just going to show the public and the community what it is that Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics really do.
Well, you know, beauty is, I like to tell people, and I could be wrong, there's only a very few businesses that don't, the recession doesn't bother. Mm-hmm. The beauty industry, mm-hmm. the liquor industry. Which is true, and the funeral industry. And somehow that liquor and funeral thing may go hand in hand.
But you know something?
But it's recession proof.
It's really crazy that you said that, because I do tell my students there are four things I feel like in this industry, or in this, you know, in as far as dealing with businesses, that you would never ever see go out of business.
Right.
And that is definitely the beauty, funeral, and you said it. Doctors, definitely.
Yeah.
And
right,
and I talked to another young lady in Houston, and she actually said liquor. And I was like, oh my God.
It's recession proof.
Right.
Matter of fact, the broken people are, the more they drink. The happier they are, the more they drink. Yeah. I mean, it's just a fact. It is recession proof.
So Pamela, obviously your school, you know, you do tuitions, you know, you have programs. Uh-huh. But what other services does the Institute offer?
Yeah, because aesthetics, cosmetology is so broad. Well, cosmetology, as I know. So what exactly, if someone wants to come to your school, what are the niches that you all offer there?
Well, what we actually offer there is we do offer the full cosmetology program there, which is the master cosmetology program consisting of 1,500 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, if you choose not to do the master cosmetology program, which licenses you for everything, you can do just the cosmetology for 750 hours, or you can actually, we also have a nail program, and then we also have the aesthetics program. And of course, we have makeup there.
So if a student decided to do a 1,500-hour program, typically how long is that? Typically a year program if they go full time, or is it 6 months?
Yeah, it usually takes anywhere from 9 months to 12 months to finish.
That's better.
But
than
listen,
4 years.
That's full time.
Yeah, that's
full time. So if you do part time, you're probably looking at anywhere from like 18 months to 2 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But I had read somewhere you also offer services. Ongoing services for people can come in and get their hair done and get their nails.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
A lot of people don't realize that they can go to a beauty school and get everything done.
And typically a lot less than
We're like probably about a good 60-70% less than when you go into an average salon.
Wow. Right.
The way that I structure the school, I try to make sure that my students are on their A game.
Mm-hmm.
And that meaning that I'm not going to let you, if I'm there, I'm not going to let you get away with something half done.
Right.
Okay. Or I'm going to show you how to do it properly, mm-hmm. because we have to get them ready and prepared. So when you come into the school, we did just have the school remodeled. When you come into the school, it actually looks like maybe a salon or a day spa.
It is beautiful. It
Thank
is like
you.
Tiffany blue.
Wow.
With like these zebra stripe pillow. It is absolutely gorgeous. I was impressed.
Oh, thank you.
It was very, very nice.
Did you decorate it yourself? Or did you get a designer to come in?
No, actually I did. I love decorating.
Right.
I really do.
I want beauty decorating. I can see how that kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so what the reason for that was is to try to get the students exposed to that, not just so when they do get out there in the industry, they'll know what to look for. So it's so important. So when clients do come in, we treat them like normal clients. We want them to be in a salon environment, feel that relaxation in a salon environment, not necessarily like a school.
Right. Almost like a role play, like a daily role play.
Absolutely.
Of real life.
And I want to remind everyone out there, because I forgot, I feel like I'm sitting on my couch at home, I forgot. You're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Angel Nowlin, the Nowlin Group, and Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing. And we are speaking to Pamela Hogan and Sharon Spicer Evans of Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics. And they were just talking about when the clients come in to the school that you all have instructors work with them. Is this every day? So there's always instructors there.
Oh, yes.
So there's no fear that, you know, somebody's going
to
make a mistake.
We have to always have an instructor on site at all times. Yeah. So it's a great opportunity for students to actually get exposed to the beauty industry. And like I said, we do try to offer everything there is, not just getting them past state board. And that's the main thing. And also, I just want to say too, when we do have, different photo shoots and different things like that, we actually bring on professional models. Okay. So they're actually able to get that experience. We do have an on-site photographer, VLDphotography.com.
Yes. It is
or
VLDphoto.com. It is a beautiful room. I was stunned.
Thank you.
It's almost as big as a school in the back. I expected like a little room with a camera, but they have everything in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he shoots professionally. Mm-hmm. So the students, when we do our portfolios for them and everything, because we want them to be prepared, you know, and know what the industry has to offer and know that they can pass their portfolio professional shots onto a company if they choose to work as a platform artist, educator, international educator, whatever the case might be. And then we bring on professional models, which Miss Spicer Evans over here, which is our administrative director. And I love it because we keep everything under one umbrella.
Right.
She has a modeling agency called Spicer Evans Modeling Agency. Shout out to her. She's going to be having an open house. Right?
Oh, yes.
This weekend.
Tell us the grand opening?
Tuesday.
Yes, it's going to be Tuesday.
On Tuesday. So it'd be next week, really.
Yes.
On the 22nd. And it's going to be at...
Poor Little Rich Girl, which is the Poor Little Rich Girl boutique, which is downtown. And it's located at 323 Nelson Street.
Okay.
And it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And also, getting back to Saturday, which is tomorrow, please don't forget to come out to our open house for the Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics. That address is 495 Indian Trail, Lilburn Road, Northwest. That's Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. If you don't write down the address, please call us at 1-866-583-7331.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask you to repeat what time. So so tomorrow your grand opening, you said it's from 10 to 4.
It's from 10 to, it's from 10 to, actually from 10 to 3.
10 to 3. And you are a full service cosmetology and aesthetic school.
We are a full service cosmetology school. We will also be doing on-site photography there tomorrow for the glamour day.
Oh, so people can get their picture taken if they get their hair done.
Yes.
Well, how cute
get
is
the
that?
Hair, makeup, everything done right there.
Well, you know, everybody like taking a picture. Even I don't know why, because everybody shouldn't like taking a picture. Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just had a flash and you were talking about how you teach your students, you know, about the business. I think there's this misconception about price.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with an insurance guy the other day. He said, well, you know, Angel, everybody shops price. I said, well, that's absurd. That was the case. Mercedes would be out of business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Maserati?
Yeah. Okay.
You can buy a Honda. It'll still get you there. But a Maserati is a much smoother ride.
Much smoother. Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there that's willing to pay for the smoother ride.
Yeah.
So when it comes to services, like you're saying, people are willing to pay for you'd be on time. They're willing to pay for a better cut, a better style. They're willing to pay for undivided attention. They're willing to pay for a better look, a better space.
Absolutely.
There is just a myth that everybody wants something to be cheap. I tell people all the time, the only thing worse than expensive insurance is cheap insurance.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than an expensive hairstyle is a cheap hairstyle.
Cheaper typically isn't better.
Right. Exactly.
Right. It's a quality.
That's right.
It's a quality, and we try to install that into our students.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you have that passion, you know, again, the money will follow.
Right. And if you believe you're worth something.
Yeah, absolutely.
The prices reflect that you're worth something.
Absolutely. That.
I mean, if you were auctioning yourself off, would you really go to the lowest bidder?
Yeah. No. And I always tell the students that your clientele is who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, Yeah.
I think that's true in every business. I like that. I think I'm about to retweet that. Strapping your clientele is who you are. So if you have a lot of crazy people working around you,
that says something about you.
I tell people all the time, there's something on you that's pulling crazy in.
Right?
They don't just show up out of nowhere. Well, thank you ladies again for coming out. And one more shout out for your grand opening tomorrow on July the 19th at Hogan Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics in Lilburn, Georgia on 495 Indian Trail Road, right?
Indian Trail Road.
And then phone number is 866. Go ahead, Miss Spicer Evans.
583-7331. Again, that's 1-866-583-7331.
Thank you, ladies, again so much. She was looking at me like, don't you mess that number up.
Okay.
Let her say her own phone number.
And also, if you're interested, Angel, in coming out and you're interested in a school, an excellent school, please come out and visit us. Take a tour while you're here at the open house. We love to have you come out and we show you around and just show you some of the, you know, just some of the things that we do there, the photos, the students, and everything. So it's going to be a great day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And our next guest is Bob Bruno. Am I saying that wrong again? Of Smart Choice Agents Program.
You said it good.
Did I? Say that again. You said it good.
You said it good.
Good morning again, Bob. Tell us about Smart Choice Agents Program.
Smart Choice is a program that helps and assists independent agents by giving them the proper markets they need to be a successful insurance agency.
Well, that you say that like that's just, you know, so easy to do.
There's a lot that goes into it. It's not by any means easy to do. But we feel that we're able to put pieces of the puzzle together for agents and assist them in making it eventually easy by having the markets that they can use.
So, Bob, tell us what type of companies you represent.
The companies we represent are anywhere from our preferred companies, Travelers and Safeco, to ASI, to the commercial side, CNA, Hartford, to our commercial, which... surplus lines, excess commercial are companies that are hard to place with certain risk. So those are a variety of companies, probably over 30 companies we represent.
Well, people don't realize everything has to be insured. You know, Tina Turner insured her legs. Mm-hmm. There's a company that will insure your legs. You know, if you do hair, there's a company that will insure
your hands.
I mean, everything's got to be insured. So I don't think people realize how deep insurance gets.
Angel, you got to come out and talk about that, too.
Okay, I will absolutely talk about that. Yeah, because, I mean, because you just said with the independent agents, I think so many people think home, car, life, business, just regular stuff. But they don't realize that how much kind of goes into that if you have a certain kind of business. So give me an example of when you say surplus, the kind of businesses out there that, like when you're dealing with your insurance agents, you're saying to them, okay, this is how you get to these kind of companies. What, tell people what surplus and excess even is, because I don't think they realize what that is.
Well, in the industry, many people think about home and auto and maybe a commercial vehicle. But like she said earlier, anything can be insured. So you may have a difficult risk that's dealing with chemicals, and you have a building that is dealing with chemicals and it may be in 10 states. Well, those are hard to place risk, and a preferred company or a captive company wouldn't have the ability to insure that because of the risk and the exposure. So surplus and excess are companies that place hard to place. Well, they find an insurance company that's willing to insure that risk.
Like a junkyard, for instance. I didn't even realize I had a guy that did trash and rubbish removal. I mean, because there's, you know, they pick up all kind of stuff. You don't know what he's picking up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to insure that, you're going to say if he gets hurt or something happens,
mm-hmm.
we're going to cover you. Well, they want to know what you're picking up, what mm-hmm. kind of chemicals you're picking up. Then there's all these, it's like, I tell people all the time, reading an insurance policy is like reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these if and then those. So now how did you become part of Smart Choices Agents Program?
Well, I am an independent insurance agent. And, it's hard to insure everybody.
Right.
And some people are hustlers. on the insurance end. People are educators. Some people are into the numbers games. And, and I, over the years, I've been in the industry over 25 years. Over the years, you kind of find out who you are as an agent. And I always thought that I wanted to be able to help others do better in what they do. It just didn't come to the forefront until someone sat down with me and said, listen, I want you to help bring agents on and see if you can help them become successful. And a couple years ago, I was already a part of Smart Choice, so I've already had some of their markets. And the director came to me and said, I want you to help. And 2 years ago, I started doing that along with my agency.
Now, tell us a little bit about Smart Choice, the program.
The program, what Smart Choice is just the name. All it underneath it is a large independent insurance agency, one of the largest agencies in the country. And many.
How many employees do you all have?
Oh, that's a good question. It's probably over 100 employees. The home office is based in North Carolina, High Point, in Greensboro, North Carolina. And it started in 1994. And so we're in 43 states. I'm a territory manager in Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. So, and interesting enough, those are three totally different agencies with different laws. So the challenge is big.
I was going to say, one of the questions always is, how close are you to the water? That's one of the questions on every application. Because if you're close to the water, like, we don't want to insure that. Because it's going to be another storm. And we're not taking that chance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have lots of family in New Jersey right on the shore. And, you know, the devastation with Sandy.
Yes.
Now the town of Highlands, which is the Highlands I grew up in, all of the homes have to be 10 feet up to receive insurance in that town. So all the homes are being lifted.
A bigger expense for the homeowner.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's lots of risk when you're on the seashore.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you said Smart Choice started in 1994. What makes Smart Choice kind of even come about?
Well, the owner of the company was an independent agent himself and simply was having problems finding markets. It was hard for him to get companies that were willing to give him appointments for whatever reason.
Right.
So he teamed up with some other independent agents to open this company up. And it's simply to help agents anywhere from a seasoned agent that can't promise a certain amount of premium to a company to somebody who's brand new, who's never had an insurance agency before. We're able to give them access to markets to write with, to get them started and not only to get them started, but to make them successful.
So would you say it's safe to say that you take on more high risk accounts?
Well, it depends on the companies that may fit that agency. Mm-hmm. Every agent's going to be different. So my job is to go in to see who they are as an agency.
Right.
Not necessarily defining them by who walks through the door, but to find out really what type of agency do you want to be, what markets you want to go after. And that helps me determine what markets I can bring into their agency.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I don't think a lot of people realize when it comes to insurance that if you want to do business with a certain company, it's not automatic, right? So they make you apply. And if they say yes, they have these numbers you got to hit. But they decide what they take. So I don't really know how you say, I got to hit this number. But if I give you an account, you say, I don't want that. Well, I could have hit the number with that account, but now I can't hit it. Mm-hmm. I think there's this myth that people think that they call them desirable candidates. Everyone's not desirable when it comes to insurance, but everybody's got to have it. There's just, I don't care if you have 3 DUIs. I don't care if you own a funeral home. I don't care if you own a bar. Like, Nationwide won't do bars that stay open after midnight. They say, ain't nothing good going to happen after midnight when there's alcohol involved. They pulled out of Applebee's. When they stay open to 2 o'clock, they pulled out of Applebee's.
Interesting.
Yeah, because the liability's there. Yeah. You got people out drinking. Guess who they going to sue? Applebee's. Mm-hmm. If you know, this guy had a DUI. He said he did not drink too much. He said he was over-served.
Wow.
Right. It was not his fault. Have y'all never heard that?
No.
Oh, he said he was over-served. I thought, I'm going to use that next time. Next time. That's what he said. He was over-served.
So it wasn't his fault.
It was not his fault. So you would deal with an independent, like myself. You know, I've gotten appointed with other companies besides Nationwide. And you kind of help them navigate through that and show them the kind of ins and outs of the business what's good, what's bad.
Yeah, perfect example is that bar.
Right.
You could not do it, and you're a seasoned agent.
Right.
But you have markets that you want that you can't get in your particular agency.
Right.
So you seek different markets based on what you want to write, and that's where I come in.
Right.
So I'm here to kind of expose myself, give a little bit of better understanding of, you know, what we do, because we help new agents and we help agents like yourself.
Right.
So for example, would Angel's Company hire you as a consultant, or do you get a piece of the commission? How does that work? How do you make your money?
Wouldn't be.
Tess always wants to know how people make their money.
Wouldn't be hired as a consultant. What we do is many of our preferred companies, we set up on a 70-30 split. So whatever the street commission is, let's say it's 15%. Once a policy issue and commissions dispersed, the agent would get 70% of that. But the way we operate is it's on a preferred market, home and auto. It's 70% up to a certain level. And once you reach that certain level, whether it be commission or production, anything above that, you're going to start to get full commission.
Okay.
So it's something that you reach a cap, then you'll get full commission. Our other products and services, there are no commission structure or setup. Our money and how we get paid is the override. So,
right.
Which is the bonuses. Mm-hmm. So you get your commission, and we just want you to write. So it benefits me by putting the companies in place that you need so that you can write. That's how I would get paid.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. Look, Tess, I can see that little rat on that wheel running over there. Tess, like, okay, now all that's starting to come together. I just want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And we're speaking with Bob Bruno of Smart Choice Agents Program. Tell us, Bob, if there is a agent out there or someone is either seasoned, as you called me, which I don't know if I'm completely comfortable with. That's like saying mature woman at the least to a certain age range. You know I'm only 25, right?
No, that means experienced.
Oh,
right. I didn't want to say you were a rookie.
Right. No, I'm definitely not a rookie. How would they get in touch with you or your organization to kind of become a part of that so they can become a Smart Choice agent?
Well, they can call me at 1-866-221-6444. My email address is rbrounaugh at smartchoiceagents.com.
And are you guys always looking for agents? Is there such a thing as too many? Like there's a time where you're not really looking to place agents with markets?
Always looking for agents. The market is dictated by the insurance company. So just because you're on with Smart Choice, our goal is to get you to certain companies, but the companies dictate when it's time for them to promote or to appoint.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I know sometimes the markets, you know, are not looking for new agents, as they put it. So I just wanted to make sure. But again, thank you, Bob, so much for coming out. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
We may have to talk later. I got a couple of things I'm working on plates and I can't really get where I need them to go. And our last guest is Karen V. Mills of Mills Law Associates. LLC. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I was teasing her earlier because my dentist name is Karen Mills. And I was like, wait a minute. When I saw her on the roster, I thought, wait, she didn't tell me she was coming to the show.
And I responded saying that I attend church in the Marietta area. So I'm always asking, am I Karen Mills, the dentist? And I'm like, no, I'm Karen Mills, the attorney.
Right. She told me even someone left a message on her home machine.
Yeah.
Which is
making an appointment.
Funny.
Yeah.
So now tell us about Mills Law Associates.
Okay. Well, Mills Law Associates is a woman-owned boutique law firm that's based in Atlanta, Georgia.
A boutique law firm.
Yes.
I like that.
I love it.
Tweet that, Scrappy. A boutique law firm.
Where we specialize in business and corporate transactional law.
Okay.
Contracts law and technology law. We do everything from helping you form the entity to selling the entity and a lot in between. And a lot in between is usually contract review, negotiation, and drafting. What we say is we have big firm experience at small firm rates.
Now, I'm a little thrown by the technology law.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me.
Well, technology law, let me tell you my background a little bit, is electrical engineering.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I say technology law, for me in my transactional practice, I'm usually helping license you know, various intellectual property. So you're talking about patents and trademarks and copyrights. So I'm usually, that's the aspect of it that I deal with. I don't help you obtain patents or copyrights or trademarks, but I used to do that a while back.
Because attorneys do that.
Yes. Right. Okay. Yes. And I started off doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ms. Karen, tell us a little bit about your background.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have an electrical engineering degree from Georgia Tech. And what I did.
Congratulations. My mother would be so proud. Electrical engineering degree and a lawyer.
Okay. And so, after graduating from Georgia Tech, I moved to North Carolina to work for Duke Energy. And I worked there for about 4.5 years. And I became a registered professional engineer. And then I quit and went to law school at University of North Carolina at Chapel
Hill. Too
much
traveling for you?
No. What happened is I always wanted to be an attorney ever since the 9th grade of high school.
You're just a go-getter, aren't you?
And what happened is the summer after my junior year in high school, I attended a program at Georgia Tech called MITE, and it stands for Minority Introduction to Engineering. Mm-hmm. My first exposure to engineering, and I fell in love with electrical engineering and said I wanted to go to Georgia Tech. And I knew I had to have an undergraduate degree to get in to go to law school. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, people tell me that I could have gotten an easier undergrad degree.
Well, I was going to say, you could have got one in, like, I don't know, physical education or something.
But, you know, I would not trade the experience for the world. Those critical thinking skills that I received and those problem-solving skills, amazing.
So you just challenged yourself. So
yes.
That's great.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. Electrical engineering, that's a lot of school.
So how long have you been practicing here in Atlanta?
About 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 15
years.
You've
been here a long time.
Yeah. See, when I was in law school, I clerked at two firms here in the Atlanta area. And then when I graduated in 1999, I took a full-time position with one of the mid-sized firms that had about 135 attorneys. And I was there for 10.5 years, became a partner there, and then I branched out on my own.
Well, girl, you just do everything.
Okay.
Do you have time to sleep?
I do.
Well, now, let me ask you, because I know you said you do business insurance. I'm business insurance. That's what I do, business insurance. But you said you are a business attorney. Yeah. Well, who would be one of your ideal clients?
Okay. I always joke first to say, first of all, those who need legal services and can pay for them.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Because it ain't cheap.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be.
But, my ideal clients, I love working with individuals who are excited about starting a new business and that they are serious about doing it the right way.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, because there's plenty of people out here who want to do business, but they don't want to do it the right way.
They won't throw up a sign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Business.
And they don't want to go through, you know, here they are. They'll file whatever documentation is necessary with the Secretary of State and stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
They do not get the rest of the organizational documents, the minutes, those, if you're operating agreement, shareholders agreement, those things to me that are going to be key if you're doing things like trying to get a loan or if you are trying to seek some kind of certification, either with the government or, you know, like a minority certification and to attend some of those things. And then if somebody asks you about them, you're like, you know, look like a deer in headlights. And right there, I know they're looking at you like, okay, she clearly doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know about having a minute book.
Right.
That's with individuals. And then with entities, what I like working with the smaller businesses that may not have in-house legal counsel and that they may need an attorney, but not necessarily want to go to the big firms.
Right.
Okay. And I can help with their transactional needs. And then with large companies that have in-house legal departments, they might have some overflow work. And I do some of that for Fortune 500 companies as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Well, excuse me. I got to see if I can. I know I need the advice. Let me see if I can afford the advice.
So Ms. Karen, what would be some expert advice you would give maybe a startup company on some of the necessary things that they might need?
Okay. First of all, I tell them they need to have a good team. You need to have your accountant and you need to have a good lawyer. And when you're coming to me talking about what type of entity you want, to me, I don't give you financial advice and the decision as to whether you should be a corporation or a limited liability company. To me, that's all tax based. And that is, you need an accountant to advise you on that because those are financial decisions and you need to discuss that with them. Then come to me and I can help file all the necessary documentation for it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. Have you a good team in place. Mm-hmm. The other thing is be cautious. Do your due diligence. You know, I know people are just so gung-ho. You're ready to get started. You're so excited, especially when you're going into business with another individual. Mm-hmm. Well, you all need to work these things out on the front end as mm-hmm. to, like, what if the person dies?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to? It's called key that? Man insurance.
Okay, exactly. You know, and you don't, and wow. you don't want to go yeah. into business with somebody's wife or something like that, you know, or husband, mm-hmm. that's somebody that you may not know that well. Mm-hmm. So do your due diligence. And I tell people, you know, while the business is opening, everybody's all excited and happy and everything is good, that is the time to work out those details, mm-hmm. because once it goes wrong, you'll never get folks to agree on anything.
And what, absolutely. Yeah,
and what amazes me about people is the fact that they really won't know what's in their agreement until something goes wrong. Oh, they can mm-hmm. quote right. it verbatim.
Exactly.
And I'm a firm believer that you need to know everything in that contract before you sign it.
Devil's in the details.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I tell people all the time, contracts don't break friendships. It keeps them.
Okay. Exactly.
You
because
always need a contract.
That is right. Because my thing is, if you or whoever that person is said X to you, then they should not have a single problem of putting it in writing, because that way we're all on one accord about it.
It's like a marriage. I mean, when you get married, mm-hmm. it's a contract, right? Right?
Exactly.
You ever had to break a marriage contract? It ain't that easy. I'm just saying, it's a contract.
Right.
Business is a contract.
That's exactly right.
A contract, I believe, a verbal agreement is a verbal contract.
Exactly.
But proving that he said it.
Yeah.
Look, I tell my girlfriends all the time, I have nothing against, like, prenuptial agreements. I mm-hmm. think they're a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. especially yeah. if it's a good one. Mm-hmm. It says I'm going to get X. Oh, I got to give X mm-hmm. versus we got to fight about it for 5 years of what you get. Mm-hmm. But I think there's this misconception that, you know, we can all be friends in the beginning, mm-hmm. but when something goes wrong,
yes.
the paperwork doesn't lie.
Right.
People lie.
And when yes, it comes sir. To dealing with money, you'd be amazed how people change when things
no,
go right.
And I mean, it can be $10.
Right.
It don't have to be a lot of money.
Exactly.
Look, funerals,
mm-hmm.
weddings, and money bring out the worst in people.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Not necessarily the best.
On that note, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And we're here with Miss Angel Nallen from the Nallen Agency. And we're speaking with Miss Karen V. Mills, attorney at law. And she is telling us all about her lovely practice. And we're all entrepreneurs here around the table. Give us some tips, if you could, on some successes that you've had for your clients along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing, I, as an entrepreneur now, I have a whole different respect when dealing with businesses, because I clearly understand now the basis for some of the decisions that are made.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing we know, that if there's a for-profit business, it's in business to make a profit. So when it comes to their decisions, I'm not trying to question that, because at the end of the day, it's their decision and it's their business and they want to make money. Now, a lot of times now that because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm encouraging everyone to become entrepreneurs.
It ain't for everybody.
It's not. It's not for everybody.
It's not
for the faint and heart.
No, it's not. When you eat what you kill, right. there's a lot of nights you're going to starve.
That's right. Yeah.
And it
requires
can live in that world.
hard work. And you have to decide whether right. you're going to do that hard work for somebody else or you're going to do the hard work for yourself.
That's but sometimes, I mean, from someone that's been on both sides, it's mm-hmm. easier to do the hard work for somebody else, because when you leave, you hang it up.
Right.
You don't bring it home.
Right.
You don't sleep, eat, drink. Where, I mean, I've had this issue with even girlfriends of mine who have had their own business. It gets to be so hard personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
With your family,
right.
with your friends.
That's so true.
God forbid a loved one, he just wearing you to death because he just don't understand why you can't be home by 5:30.
And then it's even harder when you have an office in your home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I did that for a while.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Because you're always working.
Yes.
Right. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never technically take off.
Right.
So now you were saying that now you are an entrepreneur yourself because you know what it feels like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
I
you understand
yes.
the only thing that matters is that bottom line. Mm-hmm. What, when you say your ideal clients are obviously ones that can afford to pay. When you say you get into the nitty gritty with people with their business, obviously the contracts and everything else, what other services do you offer as a business owner that it would behoove them to do business with you?
You know, to me, it's with respect to any type of transactional needs, because that is what my practice is focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can also sympathize with you because of the fact that I am an entrepreneur. So right. what I do is try to keep my costs low because I'm a small business. So, right. and so you don't have to worry about me trying to create work for myself because, right. you know, because right. I'm a small firm. So, right. you know, a lot of times people are afraid of lawyers that, cause they're thinking that they're going to create all this extra work. Well, I don't have time to do that.
Right.
You know,
time is money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And because of that also, I'm also realizing that you need somebody that's responsive. Okay, because your time is valuable.
Right.
And even if I can't get to something that particular day when you've contacted me, either I'm emailing you or calling you saying when I can. And what I realize is that people are just grateful for that because mm-hmm. they want at least for you to acknowledge. Exactly.
That's right. Key. Yeah, I tell yeah. people all the time, I use a separate cell phone for my clients. Mm-hmm. But I also set expectations mm-hmm. that you can't text me on a Saturday night asking what your premium is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can. I'm not going to answer.
Right, right.
But I do let them know within 24 hours, you'll get an answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And most people, if you can't wait that long, one, we probably were not going to have a good business relationship. And two, nothing is that pressing.
Right.
So I think that that's very important about setting expectations. You were talking earlier about transactional business. I don't think businesses understand from someone that's in insurance, you know, legally, there's always an issue with insurance every day. Mm-hmm. It never goes away. We have teams and teams of attorneys. Mm-hmm. Or should I say they do?
Okay.
We don't. But when the rubber hits the road, guess who they gonna sue?
Exactly. Okay.
The person that did that auto policy.
That's right.
The person that did their life insurance. So what would be some of your suggestions when it comes to that as far as ongoing services that you offer? Because transactions kind of happen and then they stop.
Right.
In between that time, what are some of the things that you would suggest from a legal perspective that businesses can do to make sure they're on top of their P's and Q's when it comes to different contracts they have or different things they're trying to do?
Well, just one, making sure that whatever agreements that they are currently using are in line with what they are doing now. It's amazing to me how people change what they're doing, but they'll use contracts that they've had from years mm-hmm. past. And that means, that tells me that they may not be as familiar with those terms there. And right. one thing that really gets me about, you know, because people cost conscious, so we want to pull some forms online, right? And it's like, okay, but if you don't understand those terms in there, that is because it's a big difference between may and shall, and you know, it's
right.
a big difference, you
right.
know, and then
will
also
and won't
exactly, mm-hmm. you know, and then just things in here where it might be some of the negative covenants in there where you might be required to provide the bank something or the whatever, somebody something, and that they may not say anything about you not providing it to them until they're ready to get out of it, right?
Right.
And so then they'll point out to you that, you know what, remember in, on page whatever, you were supposed to be providing me with X, Y, and Z. So it's just like you have to be very familiar with that. So I say, even if you may not have, I guess, have a new agreement, think about the new things that you're doing and just get somebody to check it every now and then. Stay on top of that, making sure of whether something has terminated or not. It's amazing to me how people are thinking, oh, you know what? This agreement has expired here, but they're still doing business, which may be okay because it might be an auto renewal associated mm-hmm. with it. But, you know, so stay on top of reviewing it. And then sometimes, and then for me, although I do transactional work, you can call me and I can refer you to all, you know, I don't do litigation, but I have some litigation referrals.
Okay.
Don't do family law, you know, so I'm connected to other attorneys. So I always can give a referral as well.
So Ms. Karen, you've been obviously practicing here for 15 years. I'm sure you've got a great referral base. What other forms of advertising have you found worked well through the years for your business?
You know, for me, I mainly, like, for instance, I will advertise with the Georgia Tech Alumni Association. I leverage my connections with being a member of, like, Leadership Atlanta. You know, so a lot of the organizations that I do, I've also advertised in, like, a magazine, People You Need to Know. So I do a wide variety, you know, but at the end of the day, to me, it's all about building those relationships. And
Absolutely.
That is where I am going. You know, how I get my clients is based on those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Shaking hands and kissing babies.
Okay.
Tell everyone out there, Karen V. Mills, the best way to get in touch with you or your law firm.
Okay. Well, one, my telephone number is 770-933-6275. That's 770-933-6275. And my website address is the letter M, the word law, the word associates with an S.com. So that's mlawassociates.com.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank you one more time, Karen V. Mills, attorney at law, Mills Law Associates, for joining us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'd also like to thank Ms. Pamela and Ms. Sharon for coming out from the Hogan Institute of Cosmetology.
Thank you, Ted.
Good luck on that grand opening this weekend. And also, we would like to thank Bob Bruneau from the Smart Choice Agent program to coming out and sharing some great insurance information with us.
Thanks for having me.
Any last words, Miss Angel?
You know, I always have last words. Are you kidding me? My little head was just spinning when she was talking about, because we're doing business insurance, how people don't do the things and the due diligence is always lacking, or you always think, oh, I'm good right now. You always need to kind of just put your toe in the water, just check the temperature. So probably the best thing I would say is CYA. Mm-hmm. You can never do it too much. You can never do it too often. You can never check it too. There's just no such thing. And when it comes to insurance, contracts, law, you need to cover all your bases. And even when there's something in the contract you don't like, you need to know what's going to happen when it does happen, when it doesn't happen, if you do it, if you don't do it. And you can never, contrary to what a customer said to me the other day, that I sold her too much insurance. There is no such thing. That doesn't exist. It's like if I insure your husband for $1 million and he died, you're like, it should have been only $500,000. No, that does not exist. So there's no such thing as being too careful.
Well said. And for the audience and people that are listening out there, if you missed any part of our show today, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleadersoftoday.com. And I'm Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. And I am going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend, everybody.